In some jazz circles, Pamela Williams is known as the First Lady of Sax. Williams is also named the Saxtress. She recently chatted with NPR's Farai Chidea.
As a teen in Philadelphia, Pamela Williams played saxophone for Martin Luther King High School's jazz ensemble. She's worked with icons including Patti LaBelle, Prince, and Babyface. Now she's back with her latest CD project, Sweet Saxations. Pamela Williams joins me from our studios at NPR West. Hi, Pamela.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. So Good. Tell us a little bit about why you chose the saxophone and how old were you when you first started?
Well, I was about 13. And I started playing clarinet in high school, and the clarinet was the only thing they had available, and I didn't really want to play it because I felt like I couldn't play R&B and jazz and all the different types of music. But when I found out it was similar to the saxophone, I learned how to play clarinet, and then I switched over.
So if you had to choose a few words to describe what a saxophone sounds like to you, what does it sound like?
I would say that the saxophone is the voice of all the instruments. It's an instrument, but it almost sounds like a human voice. And I think that's what people find intriguing about the instrument.
So you listened to Grover Washington Jr. and what did you like about his sound? What do you like about his sound that influenced you?
Oh, actually, that's really how I learned how to play the saxophone. I never had lessons. I used to put on all his albums and just copy whatever he was doing. And I had never heard anyone bridge R&B music with jazz. I've never heard anybody play the way Grover Washington played the saxophone. So it was funky and it was jazz at the same time.
And who else helped shape your style?
I love David Sanborn. I used to listen to the Crusaders a lot, Wilton Felder. Gerald Albright's also been one of my idols. And there's so many, you know, I could just go on and on and on. But mostly Grover. I would say Grover Washington and David Sanborn.
So finally, tell us about your new album, Sweet Saxations. What are you trying to give your listeners?
I think I always try to give a combination of everything in my music. Jazz, funk, a little hip-hop, a little house music, and some really smooth, soulful ballads. I hope that's what I'm conveying.
And I guess one more. What's your favorite song off of your own album? What do you listen to when you listen to your own work?
That's a tough question because I like so many of the tracks on that CD.
You should.
And that's
it's
rare.
Yours.
But that's rare because I always pick my stuff apart. I'm like my worst critic, so it's hard. But I'll say Temperatures Rising because I think that I played better on that track.
Saxophonist, vocalist, and painter Pamela Williams' latest CD is Sweet Saxations. To hear music from the CD and to view some of her paintings, log on to the news and notes page of npr.org. Thanks, Pamela.
You're welcome.
Farai Chidea, NPR News.